What the fuck's up, guys? How's it going? Awesome. Good to see you. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychedelic Hour podcast. Now, you may be wondering, what the fuck is this show about? Why should I listen to it? Let's give it a try. You know, it's probably what you're thinking. Anyway, the Psychedelic Hour podcast is intended to be a portal towards the psychedelic subculture and its insights. I wrote this prior to it, just so that it can be very well explained for you. Basically, the main thing that I want this podcast to be, the vision of it, is for it to be the first psychedelic talk show ever that I know of, at least. I don't think there's any other ones out there. Basically, just a few explorers of dimensions and consciousness hanging out, discussing psychedelic perspectives on world issues and philosophy, as well as telling some pretty bizarre stories. This podcast will build upon itself one step at a time, though. We can't just begin with a talk show here. It has to build up, meaning that what we're going to do first is catch everybody up to speed into the psychedelic community, because this show is intended to be a mainstream sort of show, not so much of a cult thing, where only the people who do psychedelics and know all about it kind of are into it, you know? It's for, you know, the average person that stumbles upon the concept of a psychedelic podcast discussing ideas about trips and telling stories of tripping and sharing philosophical perspectives on the effects that these things have on humanity and consciousness, you know? To catch everybody up to speed, what we're going to be doing for the introduction part of this podcast, meaning the first few episodes, is we're going to be going through the most famous, the most known trip stories that are out there from the most famous YouTubers in the biz. You're going to think I'm lazy because I'm just playing other people's content rather than just creating my own and giving it to you guys. But that's just because it's the first few episodes. After that, what we're going to be doing is having introducing a few characters to the show, having a few interviews with psychedelic explorers, and having them tell us their trips and their crazy stories and their ideas as to what this whole crazy thing means. Then we're going to turn into a full-on talk show, and it's just going to be probably recurrent hosts and co-hosts. They're going to be part of the show, and we're going to discuss more trips, more ideas. We're going to be covering news probably to do with the psychedelic community and the new research that they're putting out on the effects of this plants and substances. So that's to come, and that is very interesting. I don't think I can think of anything that is more bizarre, interesting, and unique than a psychedelic experience. I don't think there's anything out there that compares. Maybe the experience of actually dying, like legit as death, when you actually, boom, you're done. Maybe that experience, or maybe dreams, or something like that. Something that lives beyond the usual occurring rules that we're subjected to by the laws of classic physics and 3D time and space and stuff like that, you know? When you are under these, I mean, for the people who have never taken the substances, who are just checking this podcast out to see, well, what the fuck are you, what was this whole thing about? You know, when you're hallucinating, I mean, your usual concept of reality is a concept that you gather through sensory organs. And it follows pretty basic laws, which we call the laws of physics. And so you process reality through this, through these filters of your senses. Not filters. I mean, you just gather the information, it goes to your head, you know, you process it in some way. You know, we've all seen those optical illusions that prove to us that, yeah, perception is not, you don't see exactly what you're shown. You see a processed version of what you're shown. The lines, those lines that you see together, that one seems to be longer than the other, but that's actually an illusion. You know, they're actually of the same length, but your perception sees it to be different. So there is a process that is going behind perception. Anyway, when you're under the psychedelic experience in heavy hallucinatory states, when you're having visions, then you transcend the, I mean, your perception receives something that is not coming straight up from the world around you, but it's a reaction that's happening within your brain. And there's some really remarkable and wacky things happen in these states. A lot of people report telepathy, like communication, or seeing the future, or just insane coincidence happening after their trip, which, you know, can all be kind of rationalized away as, oh yeah, they're just people getting fucked up on a drug and then being a little bit off afterwards. But the similarities and the evidence that we've been gathering are, to the very least, very interesting to hear and very interesting to try to understand. The experiences that you go under, as I said, transcend the regular laws of physics that you're usually subject to. And for most people, I think they did a study where they gave people mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, and then they asked them a few months what they thought of it, and I think a good 80% of them said it was the most remarkable experience they've ever had in their entire lives. It was a life-changing event for them, and it definitely is. That's how it is for most people, because it's kind of a crazy fucking thing to be subject to. You know, nothing in the entire world can give you such an experience. I mean, you can't buy it. You can't go and travel to another dimension and meet aliens that sing to you and jump on your chest and transfer information to you telepathically and make you feel like you don't exist anymore, and then your body starts dissolving and you become one with the universe. You can't fucking do that. You know, you can't pay for it. I mean, unless you pay for the exact substance and you take it, but, you know. It's a crazy fucking thing that we're subject to, and it's insanely interesting. But the media, because there's a few conspiracy theories to do with this, but we're not going to go over them today, has been given these substances a very bad rep. It's been putting them under the umbrella of a drug. Now, what a drug is, we all know what a drug is, but what a drug represents to the average person when they hear the concept of a drug is a negative substance that's going to fuck you up and lead you to a negative outcome, a very dangerous thing that's likely going to make you into an addicted slave to it, you know, or something that's going to fuck up your brain in some way. It's not. I mean, many things fall under the umbrella of a drug. Like right now, I'm drinking a little bit of coffee, and it's a drug. But when you say coffee is a drug, most of the people have a disconnect because they think, well, coffee is okay. Drugs are not okay. So when you clump those two together, you get a disconnect. You're like, that's weird. But yeah, I guess it is a drug. But you know, I guess not all drugs are bad. These psychedelics are drugs in the same way that coffee is a drug. They're not necessarily inherently a dangerous negative thing. I mean, under specific circumstances, if you have a predisposition towards mental illness or psychosis, then yeah, maybe they could be bad. If you're mixing them with other shit like alcohol or SSRIs, it can be very, very bad for you. If you do them in a place where you're not gonna have a good time, and you can have PTSD inducing experiences if you're not careful with how you approach the situation. It's not a fucking joke, man. It's not a fucking joke. we take it so lightly. Anybody that, and I feel like a lot of these people, when they do these substances, they take it so lightly. Ah, we're just gonna do it. Ah, I feel like doing this thing, and you know, you take it and you trip. But anybody that does doses that are reality shattering knows that as soon as you get in there into the trip, you realize that, oh fuck, it's not a light thing to do. Your world is turned upside down. You don't know what you're gonna expect. Your life is probably gonna be fucking changed. You know, if you take a nice dose. So this is some serious ass shit. This is legit stuff. It's probably, think of the greatest, most life-changing experience you've ever had in your entire life. And imagine having that, something that is even as impactful as that or even more. That is what you get from a psychedelic experience. And so this is very interesting. It is not known. It's not mainstream. A lot of people don't know what the fuck it is. And so I think what I want to do personally is put it out, you know, make the dark underground culture that is the psychedelic culture of today and put it out in the open so that everybody understands and knows what we're all about. And it's a very positive community. It's a very positive subculture. It's a very positive group of people. You know, as people that are usually self-conscious, these states that you go under induce feelings of empathy. Most of these people just want to end suffering. They want humans to come together and be friends. It's a very positive and very nice and caring sort of mindset that these people have, you know? In the same way that if you start hanging around groups of rappers, and you know, you get into the more aggressive battle rap sort of place where these guys are coming from, you understand that these people are coming from a culture that's a little bit more combative, it's a little bit more alpha, it's a little bit more dominating, it's a little bit more aggressive and ego driven, status driven. You know, when you hang around the psychedelic community, you realize, yeah, there's a lot of people who are ego driven and they're not really actually legit as, you know, psychedelic people, but they're just trying to fit in. But the majority of the people are actually legit walking their talk. And their talk is definitely that of love and care. You know, the usual peace and love dude that you associate with the hippies, who you associate as well probably with smoking weed and taking psychedelic substances. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to be covering one story per episode. This is a pre-recorded intro, and we're going to go into it right now. So stay in touch, stay tuned, enjoy the episode. So here's our next guy. His name is The Underground Stoner. On YouTube, you can check him out. And we're just going to play his video. We're going to hear his story. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Maybe we'll stop it and give a commentary. Who knows? But anyway, here it is.
What is up, YouTube? My name is The Underground Stoner, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about the most intense trip of my life. So it started off as a pretty normal day. I met up with my buddy Kyle, and we decided we were going to trip this day. And before this, we had been tripping one tab, then the next one two tabs, and the next one three tabs. And this one we were going to do four, but the three was extremely intense, and so we decided to only take 3.5. Now, these were approximately 150 micrograms each, so they're decently strong. You know, nothing to really fuck around with, but we were fucking around. So I took the tabs, and about 30 minutes later, I noticed that it's coming on really strong, and so I decided to hit up one of my friends to see if he wanted to just hang out with us, you know, trip set, essentially. And so I message him.
Basically, you know, just for the people that are not accustomed to this. You know, when you're fucking around with these things, it can be pretty dangerous, you know? You're kind of out of your mind for a little bit. You're basically tripping inside of your head or having hallucination. There's just a whole world of things happening. But your body is still in the physical world and you're still kind of, you know, there. In the physical world, but you're not tuned into it. You're seeing fucking stuff. or you may be passed out, or you may be in a whole nother mindset where you forgot everything about your life. Maybe you start having a bad trip and you think you'll never come out of it, and the only way out is suicide. So you may, you know, that those are real possibilities. It's not child's play. It's legit shit. It's scary. So what a lot of the psychedelic people have is trip sitters. You know, they make sure that there's always one guy around who's either going to be on a low dose or not high at all, who's just going to hang out with the dudes, make sure no one's going to, make sure everybody's kind of safe. If anybody's like freaking the fuck out, he's going to, you know, talk to them, guide them through it, stuff like that. So anyway, let's keep going with this guy.
And oh goodness, my fingers felt so webby, like I just couldn't open them far enough, and like they were sticky and weird feeling. I got the message out, but it felt weird, and I knew I was in for a ride. So I went upstairs to get myself some water, and while I was getting the water, I had my backpack on because we were about to leave, and the backpack felt like it was shrinking and getting tighter on me, and the water just like relieved the webby feeling on my skin. So I kept running my hands under the cold water because it felt so great. But the backpack kept tightening and it felt really uncomfortable, and I kind of got worried, honestly. Like, I thought, this is the beginning of a bad trip. Like, oh goodness, I don't know what I just got myself into. Like, this is a decent amount of acid, and I'm not totally sure what to expect. Fuck. The colors got brighter, everything just got sharper and, like, more vivid. Everything was just more there, like, It was prettier to look at.
See, one of the things, you know, just to keep in mind, if you've never done the psychedelics and you're trying to envision what our friend here is going through, is that there's this weird focus that you get on reality. You know, if you're sitting here, whatever you're doing, maybe you're listening to this on the background or whatever, you have access to your cognitive functions, I guess, and so you have access to the attention of, you know, keeping, you know, doing multiple things, having different things in mind as you do things. You can, you know, some things can really capture your attention, like a really good video, and you may just lose yourself into the video and different things like that. When you're under a psychedelic substance, usually, I mean, it's different for everybody, but something that I found to be very common amongst the friends I've met and for myself is this tendency to lose yourself in the experience. You know, when he describes, yeah, my hands were getting a little bit webby and the water felt good, just think that this dude's tripping, and for him it's feeling fucking amazing, and there's no thought about taxes or his situation. There's no awareness of what his friends are doing. He's just like in the moment, experiencing the fucking water, is feeling, he's probably feeling the feeling through his body. Everything is like, we're so used to seeing reality from our eyes, from our normal perception. And then, you know, if we decide to see something crazy and trippy, we look at a screen, and so we see it, right? Imagine as if the screen, as if your eyes have changed. And you have now this like weird frames in your mind that change reality for you. And so you can look everywhere. And reality has changed, you know? It's not a screen like you usually would get. It's everything that you see. It's interactive. You're looking at things and they are actually fucking sharp. I mean, to you, they're fucking sharp. They're crazy. They're like changing colors. It's a real fucking thing. You're astonished and you're zoomed into the moment. It's fucking crazy for you. So when he starts describing these things, you know, for him, you know, as a psychedelic explorer and a dude who trips a lot, it's, you know, he's just telling it how it's, like, as if it was a normal thing. But just imagine putting yourself in the situation where the whole fucking world has changed and it's moving and it's just interactive. But anyway, let's go on with the story.
It's more appealing to the eyes. But my body felt crazy. It was wavy, the backpack was tightening, and the fingers were webby, and I knew I was in for something. And so we walk down the street, and we meet up with my buddy Zach. And it's me, my buddy Kyle, Dally, and Zach. And so we all decided to walk down to this park that's not too far from my house, but it's at least a 15-minute walk. And we were going pretty slow, so I'm sure it took at least 20 minutes to get there. But When we were almost there, we were walking down this street, and I remember it's a really long street, like in real life, but I was tripping so hard, the street seemed to peel off of the ground and almost spiral off to the one side. And I was like, oh no, we're never gonna make it there. We're never gonna make it. We're just gonna walk forever. There's nothing we can do. We're just gonna keep walking. And so I decided to look at the ground because for me at least, whenever I look at the ground while I'm tripping, the world moves around me. I stay still. But as soon as I look up, the world has shifted and I am moved and I am closer to the destination than I once was, obviously. Because, you're walking, but while you're tripping, it's more of like a relief type thing. And so when I was in that situation, I decided to look at the ground, and so after a while, I would look up and I would see that we were indeed closer. And so I did that, and I decided, wow, I really have to pee right now. Oh my God. And like, oh, I gotta pee so damn bad. Oh my God, I really gotta pee. And so I look up, and I got almost like a memory wipe. I couldn't remember that. I did not remember that I had taken acid. I did not remember where we were headed. I did not remember where we came from. All I knew was we were walking down the street and I really had to pee. And so I concluded that I was dreaming. Horrible idea. Now I see a door to a random house and it's wide open. My first thought is I can
See,
pee
the
in.
thing is, when will you ever experience believing that reality is a dream? I mean, you can watch Rick and Morty and check out The Matrix, and you can, look at all these movies where it's like, oh, it's surreal, it's like reality is dissolving, and it's we don't know if reality is a dream, and we could wake up and be babies, and it could be a matrix sort of thing, and that type of vibe. You can watch one of those movies, but you can never actually fucking experience it, and it's crazy. Can you fucking imagine? You're hanging out with your friends. Next thing you know, you forgot you're even high. The world is all fucking crazy to you, and you're like, oh fuck, this must be a dream, but it's not a dream. It's a reality. That's fucking crazy. I mean, just imagine getting yourself into a situation like that. I've actually never forgotten I took a psychedelic. Actually, I have. My first time. Kind of. Shit gets weird. Very weird. But anyway, let's go on with the story.
There. I can just walk right up in that house and pee because I'm dreaming. And so I'm getting ready to go into the house.
See, that's why you
But
need a
I
trip
grab my
sign.
shoulders to adjust my shirt like that. And I grab my backpack. Now, in my dreams, I have never had a backpack on. And so this kind of like grounded me. I was like, oh shit, I have a backpack. I'm going. Oh yeah, I remember now. Okay, I'm tripping really hard. Oh my God. And I put my hands in my pockets, and my pockets felt extremely dry and just like really nice to put my hands in. And so I started yelling, Kyle, put your hands in your pockets. And he's like, what? Why? Put your hands in your pockets. Why? Put your hands in your pockets. And so he puts his hands in his pockets and he goes, oh. Dude, what the fuck was that? And I was like, exactly. And so by the time we get to the park, oh my goodness.
See, dude, you'll never, not to just cut off the story, but I remember not so recently, I went to Toronto to hang out with a friend, and on the day we, and I don't want to give off all my psychedelic stories because I'm gonna run out soon. I don't have that many, and I can't just unload them all in the first episode. But I remember that one of the events on one of the days was go to the museum, and that wasn't bad. It was, went to the museum, whatever. But the next day we did LSD, and the LSD and the museum costed about the same amount of money. And to think that you can experience putting your And so what we did while we were on LSD, we were hanging out at a park, and we had this philosophical sort of experience where we just kind of started talking and trying to decode things. We were like trying to decode how the brain works and the basic units of information, and tripping and finding symbolisms and just looking at little ants crawling around and just wondering, oh, what do you think this ant's life is like? And so it was just You know, in the same way that this dude went and reached for his pockets and it was like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? Dude, put your fucking hands in your pocket and it feels soft and crazy and smooth. And it's like, whoa, you know, that experience, you can't get that shit anywhere else. And to think that you could just get it for 20 fucking bucks, depends on how much LSD you do. Or who you get it from. But, you know, it's kind of crazy. And by the way, anyone listening to this, I'm not telling you to go do it because it's an illegal substance. You do whatever the fuck you want. You're responsible for your own actions and stuff. I should have made that disclaimer at the beginning. But yeah, disclaimer's there. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just sharing this dude's experiences because I think they're cool. And let's keep going. Yeah, the fact that you can get... You can just travel through dimensions. You can reach into your pockets and it feels like just the most amazing thing ever. And it's so cheap and it's not, unless you fucking, you know, like anything that you do too much of, you're going to be, you know, it's going to hurt you. But to rule that out of your whole existence and never have experienced something like that seems kind of bizarre to me. But anyway, let's keep going with the story. Sorry, I interrupted a little too much, I think.
I'm having crazy trails. I swung my arms upwards and it was just like all around. Oh my goodness. I was having the most ridiculous trails and I was just walking around the grass barefoot. And I lay down on a blanket and I was looking at the trees and everything got really just overwhelming. And I wasn't sure how to deal with it. And I laid down and I thought about the words that someone very important to me told me once. Acid is just reality with the volume turned up. There's nothing wrong, essentially, in the world if you are on acid. Okay, this is kind of difficult for me to explain. Because the volume is turned up while you're on acid, things in the world seem more, just more intense, more at you, more... And so that can lead to an overwhelming feeling, and remembering that it's not really that aggressive, and I'm just tripping, and it's just reality with the volume turned up, and just something about that kind of grounded me. And I stood up, and I realized, guys, this is going to be a redo of my very first trip. This is going to be a redo of that one time when I fucking thought I was dead, and blah blah blah, because that was a horrible trip. I wouldn't wish that trip on my worst enemy. Like, honestly, that was the most terrifying, most ridiculous, most beautiful experience in the world, but I would never want anyone to have to go through that ever again. Okay, but this was the redo of that, and that made me so excited because I had the exact same body high, the visuals were pretty much the same, but I was obviously on some form of an RC if that was the case. However, I do not care at this point. I'm feeling amazing, everything's going wonderfully, and so we decided to start heading down to a place that we call Smoky Bear. And so that's a really just wonderful place for me. I love going there. It's an amazing spot. And while we're going there, I start tripping harder and harder and harder, and everything's just bouncing around, and everything's so playful and colorful. Everything starts to look like a cartoon. And so I'm starting to tell my friends, I'm in fucking cartoon world right now, man. Everything's just so colorful and bright and beautiful and blobby and bouncy, and all my friends' eyeballs are gigantic and they look like mice. And I told my buddy Kyle, I said, you look just like Mickey Mouse, dude. You are Mickey Mouse right now. And I was just engulfed in how beautiful everything was and how amazing it all was. And we stopped, and I told everyone, I'm so glad you're all here. I love you all. You are all amazing. I love you all so much. I'm so glad you could be here for this. And so we get to
this is very common, by the way. Just to have appreciation. A lot of these psychedelic substances bring up this very interesting appreciation for life, for people. It brings you empathy. You know, you just start feeling a lot of love and you just want to be friendly with people, and it's just, it embodies the classic peace and love, dude, sort of vibe that the hippies have, where it's just, nah, it's so good, just love, togetherness, friendship. And I think that has some value, you know? I think it's valuable. You know, as a part of the experience for you to become a nicer, kinder, more self-aware person. I think it's a positive. It always has a negative spin to it in the media and all of these different places. But as long as you're not one of these people who are going to abuse it or do it at a dangerous place or mix it with a bunch of other drugs or not even test your drugs and so you get the wrong ones and you get schizophrenia or other crazy disease. You know, it's not such a bad thing that one can do. And that's, I guess, going to be another theme of this broadcast, just to not demonize it in the way that it has, you know, because it's not really that much of a bad thing. Anyway, let's keep going.
Smokey Bear, and I'm literally pacing and like just walking in circles, and I'm just saying all these weird things, and none of it ever really made sense. I was saying, guys, we're just window shopping. What do you mean? Shit, I don't know. Fucking things like that. But then we sat down, we smoked a bowl. After we smoked this bowl, I stood up and I started understanding the things that I was saying before. And I was so filled with joy, and I was literally jumping up and down because I was so excited that I was able to understand. Guys, you know how I said we were all window shopping? We are our soul, and our eyeballs are the glass, and the arms are, our bodies are the suits that we use to interact with the world, and everything just kind of started to come together, and everything was just so amazing, and I was learning everything that I ever questioned about the universe, essentially, and I just loved every second of it, and it got to the
point. Now, when you hear this, and you're not one of these people who have tried the thing, it's actually legit shit. It's not like, you know, everybody can go like, oh, so you did mushrooms, so now you think you understand the universe. Okay. Okay, dude. Okay. But you do have access to different parts of your brain. You know, your brain does go into hyperconnectivity mode, depending on what substance you do. You do get another perspective in the same way in which, like, if you, let's say, for example, guys, I was born and raised in Bolivia, South America. And so before I moved to Canada, all that I knew from reality was my culture and the way that things were done in there. And I did my philosophy, I did the things that I did, and I moved around in the world according to what I knew, which was my culture. That includes religion, that includes sexism. Yeah, that includes all of these other things. But when I moved to Canada, about like 12, it was like, holy shit, this is so different. These people over here are so different. And so then I had a perception because I had contrast. In the same way that you can't see a shadow without the lights, you can't really know, you know, the lines that you draw in a piece of paper, separate that which is part of the thing that you're trying to draw with the canvas of the paper. If you were drawing with a red pencil on a red piece of paper, you wouldn't see shit. There has to be contrast. There has to be distinction. And so if all that you've ever known is reality from your perception, the usual perception that you've always had, it's almost as if only all that you know from the world is your culture. And so when you take a trip and you come out of that regular perception and everything is disturbed, it's almost as if you gather more points of reference, and so now you can understand reality in a more complete way. And so it is a cognitive tool. What Terence McKenna, one of the most famous psychedelic explorers, say, he says that it's a catalyst for cognition, a catalyst in a chemical reaction is something that fires it up, that makes it, that it I don't know. It's, you know what? I'm going to bail on this explanation. All you got to know is that this is when you have thoughts. I mean, sometimes the thoughts that you have on like mushrooms and stuff are nonsense. But some other times they're very profound and very legitimate. So just be aware of that. Moving on.
Where I started questioning, why do things melt while you are tripping? This question kicked off in a, I don't want to say an ego death, but the most ridiculous experience of my life. I'm in the middle of cartoon world, I'm running in circles, and I'm feeling amazing. The body high is just ridiculous, the visuals are other.
You can't go to fucking cartoon world. You can't. You can't buy a ticket and fucking go there. And if you could, it'd be $5,000 for the plane, and then you would have to pay for a hotel, and then you have to be there, and then, you know, you pay, you get tips to the dudes. It's crazy, man. You can go to Cartoon World today if you wanted to, which you shouldn't because it's illegal. But if it's not illegal to you, then, you know, why not fucking go to Cartoon World for a little bit and experience changing cognition? But anyway, yeah, I feel like I'm being a little annoying now. Let's keep going.
Worldly, and then all of a sudden, why do things melt? Well, it's because they are built up as far as they can go already. Like, this is what it is. It cannot be any more. It can only be less. Same with everything else in the world. So when we trip, we see the breakdown of the objects. It is becoming what it is going to be next, essentially. It breaks down because it cannot build up. If it's not already there, we cannot see it. It has to be there physically. It cannot just build out. The only thing it can do is just disintegrate, essentially. And that's the only things that we can do. We are born, we build up, and then we disintegrate, and then we melt, and we die. And while this was happening, I was sitting there with my arms across my knees like this, and my fingers start to melt away, like I cannot see my fingers anymore. And then it spreads to my arms, and then all of a sudden, both of my arms are completely just gone. And everything goes black around me. I can't see anything. I fall backwards into a pit. But in reality, I'm not falling, obviously, because I never hit anything. It was just a constant feeling of falling backwards. And as I was falling backwards, like a purple ball, like, floated down in front of me. And this ball was essentially all things that are love and happiness and greatness and love. I already said love, and light, and everything beautiful and pure that could ever be, ever was, and ever will be, was just condensed into this ball of purple light, and it was the most just beautiful feeling of love that I've ever experienced, and it told me, just like, everything's going to be okay, everything is going to be alright, you have nothing to worry about in your life, everything is, like, predestined, everything will happen, It is okay. You have no need to worry. And it reminds me of what the figure told me in my very first trip. And it reminds me of what the figure told me in my first DMT trip, which I will be posting video of very shortly. Not the trip, the experience. I'm sorry. I'll post a trip report of my DMT experience.
DMT is another one, and that's what we're going to be covering next. More
basically told me that everything would always be all right because it will always be there for me. Always, no matter what. Literally, like, no matter how bad things seem, it's not that bad because that ball of love will always be there.
Weird.
I came back, and my first words were, "Can you guys see me? See my arms?" And they said, "What?" I said, "Never mind." And I laid down in the grass, and I smiled. And I just loved everything for about 45 minutes, it felt like. And all of a sudden, someone decided it was time to go home. And we all went back to my house. And we sat, and we talked, and we just shared the experience, and It was one of the most amazing things in the world, and it was the best bonding experience between me and those three other people.
That was
I
fun.
loved every minute of it. It was the most beautiful, most intense, most ridiculous trip of my life. And I have to say, I don't know if I would ever. I loved it. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It was a learning experience. It was a bonding experience. And I would never take it back. Thank you guys for watching, and I hope you guys have a great night. Peace, love, and smoke DMT.
What is this? Did we run out of time? Did we run out of fucking time? Oh shit, guys. I think we ran out of time. Fuck my life. Well, the rest of the trips that we're gonna be covering for the inauguration of the Psychedelic Owl podcast will come, I guess, just later. I don't know how much later. But I hope you liked this episode. Hope you thought it was interesting. Hope you're pumped for the next stories. If you think this one was fucking good, if you were entertained, just wait. There's more to come. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Don't forget about the Psychedelic Owl. Don't forget about being awesome. And, yeah, you're responsible for your own actions. Don't sue me. Be cool. Peace and love. How do I leave? Do I leave?